blow the bugle or blow something. It is the Karellcast. I am Karell. So very glad you are joining me on this Wednesday, January 26th. Well, should I stay or should I go now? It is that new game you all are playing. I know four of my friends that are faced with that question today. We're going to talk about that and what you should do. I am supremely sick of the Supreme Court. Stephen Breyer is retiring. He is a liberal justice. Allegedly, Joe Biden will be able to put in a nominee. We'll see. We're going to talk about that. Also, happy birthday to Anita Baker. She's got a big announcement. We're going to talk about Vegas residencies and how Vegas is becoming the music capital of the world right behind me, and the sports capital of the world. What does that mean in terms of your chances at seeing entertainment? Are you going to be priced out of going to concerts now because of Las Vegas? We're going to talk about that, if you should ever go to a concert again. But and that brings us right to the first thing. Should I stay or should I go now? So, as you all know, I have been on the modified lockdown, honey. I'm going out a little bit to, like, the UPS store, place like that, but maybe picking up stuff at a restaurant. But I ain't going in and sitting down at the moment or any of that, because Omicron is everywhere. And Stephen Cabral, of course, has it, one of my friends. And so what do we do? So last night, my friend Daniel Charleston and I, we talk every day, several times a day, and I love that, and I would miss it should it ever go away. But anyway, not that it's going to, but so we were talking last night, Daniel and I, and his friend, Ashley, Jack's girlfriend, his brother's girlfriend, works at Disney, and they can sign people in again. So she's taking her grandmother, which I thought, well, she obviously wants Granny to kick off. She's taking her grandmother today to go off to Disneyland, and they have a 2:30 reservation. Because everything – I would not go to Disney. Is so effed up now. You got to have a reservation for everything. You can't park hop until 1 o'clock. If you want a corn dog, you have to reserve it, and you can't get the reservations. You have to reserve to get on rides, or you just can't ride them that day, period, end of story. Not like, oh, I'll just wait in line. No, you just will not ride it. That's stupid. That's a stupid way to run a theme park. Give me a coupon book any day. So I have no need to go back to Disney, actually. But he loves it, Disneyland. So she's invited him to go and to have lunch and everything, and with her and grandma. And so last night he was like, well, should I go? I mean, part of it's outside, part of it's inside. And it was a real agony for him. Like, should I go? And I'm like, I would not go. And that's the truth. I would not go right now still. Not to Disneyland, because A, you will have to be in lines. People are going to be up on you. They're from all over the world. You don't know. They recommend that you be vaccinated, but they ain't asking for a vaccine card. You can have a Magic Kingdom passport, but not a passport for your vaccine. Ain't that right, Miss Ember? Girl, they letting everybody into Disneyland, honey, with mask or no. What are you looking at? Mask or no mask? They say you have to wear one indoors, but outdoors, meh. Uh-uh. Now, yes, Omicron is starting to go down. No, we don't know if it's going back up again. There's a whole new, it gets knocked down, but it gets up again. Chumbawamba. I read a whole editorial about that today, how that song was actually a song for the working class man. But anyway, so there's a new variant coming, and just as infectious. However, when Omicron goes down by March, there will be a lull between March, April, May, June, July, August. There will be a COVID lull, no matter what variant comes our way. That is the time to go do things if you're gonna. You're triply vaccinated, you know, you're boosted. Go do it then. March, April, May, June. You gotta wait about five more weeks. Come on, you do. Hospitals here are still at 96%. Everyone's at that, oh, it's over. Omicron's just a cold. 2,100 people died yesterday of COVID. Not of a cold, of COVID. So, again, this morning, David Etheridge, I'm talking to David Etheridge like I do every morning, and would miss that if anything ever happened to it. I'm just very appreciative. So I'm talking to David Etheridge this morning, and David's like, we want to go see Spider-Man today. And I get it. Triply vaccinated, you know, it's been over 2 years. I get it. Now people are like, look, I'll just take the COVID. If I get it, I get it. You know, I'll go down and hopefully get back up again. Now, Steve is still positive, okay? He is on what day? Let's see. Saturday would have been day 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's on day 11 since he tested positive, and he has not been able to go out the house. He feels pretty okay. His nose is still stuffy, but he still can't go out. So he's locked up basically for 2 weeks, maybe more, until he turns to negative because he's responsible. By the way, I get my COVID test from the government Friday. I got the email that said probably many, if you signed up, you're probably getting emails saying, oh yeah, they're on the way. I'm like, yeah, when the surge is, you know, subsiding, but whatever. They come on Friday. So should you stay or should you go now? Well, this morning I told David to go ahead and go to the movies. I said, you know what? You're triply vaccinated. Wear a mask. He said, well, that's the problem. My glasses will fog. And I said, so you're not going to wear a mask at the movies? He's like, well, no, I can't. And I thought, well. And we are all, every one of us now, agonizing with this because of the mixed messages, because of the way the variant changes, because of the unknown. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that we're getting near to March because I have to travel in March. I'm going to Long Beach to measure my aorta. And on the way back, I'd like to stop in Palm Springs and see my friend Jason Young and a few other friends there. And that sounds like a fun 3 or 4 days. Go to Long Beach, see a doctor. I don't know that that's going to be fun. Hell, you need open heart surgery. Well, if I do, I do. I'll have it. Whatever. And we'll do it together here on the show, right? So, swing through Palm Springs and then come home. Now, I ain't rich and I ain't got a ton of money, but maybe I could get some comps and work out some trades or something, whatever. But March seems like forever away. I know February ain't, but you know what? 5 days away, 6 days away. But March seems like forever. Forever. Already the first month of the 2022 is over. All we've done is lose celebrities and hide and get sick. Lord, thanks for the 30-day trial, 2022. I think I'd like my money back. But whatever. So should you stay or should you go now? It's going to have to be up to you. You can't ask Fauci now. You can't. It's really going to be up to you. What is your comfort level? That's where it's at right now. Because the science says if you're triply vaxxed, if you're boosted, if you wear a mask, then you know what? You may get it. You may not. Look at me. I sat right next to Steve in the car 12 days ago now, whatever, on a Saturday, okay, for a half hour up and a half hour back. Right next to him, he went more than 4 feet away, breathing into the car, unmasked. And the next day, he got symptoms and then Monday tested positive for COVID. I'm still negative. But I was exposed to him for an hour. So are you going to get it? I don't know. The vaccine could prevent you from getting sick. The vaccine could prevent the virus from taking hold in your body. That's what it's supposed to do. So even if you come in contact with it, you don't get sick. You still get it. It's still in your body, but your body gets rid of it. Is that you? I don't know. Only you know. But just know that even if you get mild COVID from Omicron, you can get long-term symptoms. Okay? Just know that. You can get the long COVID. John Taylor, morning man at KG, you know, he's still feeling fatigued. And he's had it, you know, he beat it like 3 weeks ago. And he's still feeling, you know, bleh. So should you do it? Should you stay? Should you go? I don't know. It's got to be up to you. For me, the answer is no. Not until March. No movies, no big events. No sitting in big restaurants, nothing until March. And then I'm going to start integrating to society. And if I get it, I get it. You know, I mean, Hannah and I were like the last person on the mountain in Daniel Charleston. We haven't had it. So we're like, we kind of know we're going to get it. It's like, it seems like an inevitability, but David Etheridge hasn't had it yet. He might be getting it today at the movies. Here's your ticket to Spider-Man and here's your COVID. Thank you so much. All right. Should you stay or should you go? It depends on this. Number one, will there be people within 6 feet of you, like right up on you? Number two, will they be masked? Number three, are you well right now? Are you okay outside of, you know, the fear of COVID? Are you physically okay, feeling good? If you were to get a bad cold right now, would it take you out? If the answer is, oh, well, I've got underlying conditions, then stay the frick home until March. I know it sucks. It sucks. You can't even get some. Anyway, it sucked, but it's almost over. Now, if you're healthy, you're triply vaxxed, you're boosted, and you're young, like Daniel Charleston, then I bet he's at Disneyland right now. He loves it, and, you know, why not? And so it's all a crapshoot now. I live in a town, as you see behind me, who makes a lot of money off of people gambling. What you're gambling with is your health, and not just your health, but the quarantine. Steve feels fine. He's got a stuffy nose, but outside of that, he feels great. Now, with a cold, he'd probably go out into society right now, but he's still positive, so he's staying home. So it's not just about, will I get sick? It's how long can you afford to be locked away, like totally, like no going out of the house. Because he's working on day 12 now, where he has not left the threshold of his home. Could you do that? I mean, I know we're all sort of basically quarantining, but we're at least, some of you are going out to the store, to here, to there. No, you get the COVID, you butt's got to stay behind the threshold. So as you decide, can I stay or can I go now? Can I go out or whatever? Just know that if you do get it, you're locked up for a couple weeks. All right. All right, now we're going to be shifting gears here because we're going to be talking about the Supremes and not Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard, of which only Diana Ross is alive. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court is on my last nerve. And let me tell you why. Justice Brewer is resigning. He's a liberal. And, of course, it's going to be like the Republicans are going to try to block every nominee as they shove these other three onto the court. But Biden will get a nominee, unless they make him wait 33 months, you know. But Biden will get a nominee. And there'll be a fight over it and blah, blah, blah. And the first pick won't get it. And the second pick, that it's going to be a big mess. But here's what I'm tired of now. I am tired of this body of nine people being like the overlords of the galaxy. I really am. We can't override them. We can't get rid of them. Impeachment is an option. And Clarence Thomas should be impeached. His wife is a traitor to the United States. Prove me wrong, Ginny Thomas. Go ahead, Clarence Thomas, sue me for libel or slander, because in discovery, we'll find out that your wife supports sedition. You should be taken off the court. You should be impeached, just like Howley and all of those should be kicked out of the Senate. But since we have a government that won't act right, what do? We have these nine people, and what they say, that's it. All social change has come from the Supreme Court. It's supposed to come from the frickin' Congress. The House and the Senate are the ones that make the laws. They're supposed to be the ones that champion equality and diversity and all of that, not the frickin' Supreme Court. And yet, same-sex marriage, which I just found out that I may be able to get Andrew's Social Security when I turn 60 because of a lawsuit from a lesbian, just like when my lawsuit, she sued because she said, look, I was with my wife 27 years, but we couldn't legally be married because the state wouldn't allow it. That's now been deemed unconstitutional. So how come gay people now can get survivor benefits, but I can't get them when I was? So she won, and now Social Security offers survivor's benefits to same-sex couples that could not be married so long as they can prove they were in a committed relationship of longer than 9 months. And God knows I can prove that. We were also registered domestic partners, so I got that. Anyway, so I may be able to get his Social Security. That would help my retirement when I grow older. And what a nice gift. I thought, oh, Andy, give me a little gift from beyond. But anyway, again, that could have gone to the Supreme Court. Same-sex marriage, Supreme Court. Brown versus the Board of Education to integrate schools, the Supreme Court. Abortion, the Supreme Court. All the things for society, all the social progress that Congress and the Senate should be doing, it's been left to the Supreme Court. Why? Because Congress and the Senate can't act. So because we have an impotent Congress and the Senate, we have a Supreme Court that basically runs everything, and I'm sick of it. I am done with these nine old as hell people deciding on the biggest issues of the day and not the president, vice president, and the Congress. That's who should be. Congress should have passed a law legalizing same-sex marriage in all 50 states. Not the Supreme Court. Congress. Wussies. The Senate and Congress should have integrated schools. Not the Supreme Court. Wussies. Interracial marriage, the Loving case. Again, the Supreme Court, not the Congress. Wussies. It appears the most impotent body in politics, outside of Donald Trump's, is the Congress, the Senate, and the House. They really can't do anything for us. Oh, they can wage war. They're approving billions today to go to the Ukraine. Let's go to a country none of you care about and spend all of your money on a war that you don't want. Yes, of course. Wag what dog? And so here we have this court, which has become too powerful, stacked with conservatives. And now for a liberal to get on there, it's even under a liberal president, it's nothing but a fight. And they're making the most important laws of the land. Abortion is now back in front of the Supreme Court. Why can't Congress just legislate that a woman has a right to her own health care and that includes abortion? That could be written in one sentence. All women have the right to equal and fair health care, including decisions about pregnancies. Period. That's it. Make it all. Oh, they can't, because they'd lose voters. They'd lose constituents. They leave the hard stuff to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court's not elected and can't be impeached. And they can't. No, you can run anti-campaigns about them all they want. Doesn't matter. They're there for life. So they leave the hard stuff to them. No, the Supreme Court has been the place where the actual legislation is happening. And the Congress has been where everything goes to die. And that's backwards. And we spend a ton of money on the Congress. And we get nothing. Either get rid of Congress and just make the Supreme Court the governing body, or Congress and Senate, start doing your frickin' job. Stop leaving it to these 9 people in dresses to do your job. What is it, RuPaul's Drag Race? Jesus. I'm done. I am done with the Supreme Court. And not in a way that's like, oh, I hate them. I just hate that we now leave all the tough decisions to them and not to Congress and the Senate. We don't make the people that we elect actually work for our money. What a gig. I should run, because what a gig. You collect hundreds of thousands of dollars from the people and endorsements and all of this, and you don't have to do crap. Service a camera, tweet some, nothing. You don't have to do crap. You don't have to actually legislate, like the budget. Do you know the United States does not have a budget and hasn't had one in years? We don't have a budget. We do not have an approved budget by Congress. That's why they always threaten to shut down the government, because they always fund the government on these 3-month, 6-month, 12-month things. They don't ever fully ratify the budget. Why? Because they can't agree on it. So they just do stopgap measures. For years now, there has not been a full budget of the United States approved by Congress. It's one job to handle the purse strings, and it can't do it. All it can do is extend, stopgap. They never do the job. So if you need something decided, you go to the Supreme Court, not the Congress or the Senate, who actually makes the laws and should be deciding. We're broken. We are broken. That is a broken system, honey. Broken. And the fact that so much rides on one person, one out of 327 million people, one person getting on the court can change everything. All of it. For all 300. That is so broken and wrong. We need to fix it. A, expand the court to 12. First of all. Second of all, 20 years tops on the court. That's it. 5 presidencies. That's it. 20 years tops. That's it. I say just 16 years, 2 presidential terms. 16 years on the court. A 16-year guaranteed job. Then go home. And that way we'd get all these different voices and all these different things. No, well, they're for life. We can change that. The Supreme Court is mandated in the Constitution, but we can change the parameters of it. Will we? No. So I'm sick of the Supreme Court, and we're going to hear a lot about it now. There's going to be the nomination process and the fights over it, and nothing's going to get done for us while they're fighting over this. Nothing. All so stupid. We are woefully broken, honey. Broken. All right. Let's talk about something fun. Las Vegas, as you know, a lot of talk about Adele and her residency and how she canceled 2 days prior. And we know that it wasn't COVID. I knew that it wasn't COVID. It's creative differences. The show designer, I guess Caesars, when you do a show there, they help you staff, and they have their venue considerations, you know, the venue, what it can and can't do. And they also have their expectations of the show because of what they're charging and because of the space and what the space can do. So Adele wanted to basically just come out and sing and be Adele, which is what everyone would love. Just her and a piano, sing your face off. But they wanted huge production. She couldn't agree with them. Her stuff has now been loaded out, and Keith Urban is actually taking over the dates and is going to go do a show there. So while that drama plays out, today Anita Baker announced, after retiring, Anita Baker retired, but she's coming back for a Vegas residency. And I couldn't be happier. I think she'll do very, very well in Vegas. I saw her here with Daniel Charleston, and I can't wait to see her again here in Las Vegas. It'll be great fun. Anita Baker pulled all her masters from Spotify and all the streaming services. She got her masters back from Elektra, and then she pulled them from all streaming services. You can't listen to a lot of her music now on streaming, and it because they rip her off, and they rip off all artists. And she said, look, I think it's great that millions of you are listening to my music, but I ain't getting paid for it. So if you want to listen to my music, buy it. Ask your radio station to play it because I make more money off of radio. But in terms of streaming, no. So she went to war with Spotify. Neil Young is now at war with Spotify, saying either you take Joe Rogan off or we take my music. And if more artists join him, and I tweeted Neil Young and said, look, I'm with you on the same thing. We have to go after Spotify, Fox News, not Fox News. The way you get to Fox News is to get to DirecTV, Spectrum, Charter. They're the same as Spotify. Spotify is carrying programming that today Joe Rogan had some horrible person on his show, some Canadian psychiatrist who is a misogynist, like life was better in the 50s when you beat your wife and she knew her place. Literally, that's his stance. He feels masculinity is waning nowadays. Only yours, honey. So him and Joe Rogan sit there, the two of the most penisless persons on the planet. Say that. Penisless persons on the planet. That's Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has no penis whatsoever. He overcompensates for it in every single thing he does. He's just a big blowhard, but you could hardly blow him. But anyway, so back to the topic. Anita Baker is coming to Las Vegas. Bruno Mars and his group Silk Sonic coming to Las Vegas. Keith Urban is here now. Katy Perry is here now. Las Vegas has quickly become the entertainment. The Grammys are coming here. It has quickly become the entertainment capital of the world in terms of music and sports. I don't follow sports, but I'm told we have a whole lot of sports here now. And I see the arena every day, twice a day. So it's becoming a big deal. The problem with that is that when artists find out that if they come to Vegas, they can make bazillions, they're not going to go tour. They're not going to go back on the world tours. They're not going to. They'll say they can come see me in Vegas. So while it sounds like it's going to help live performance, it's really not. Because why would you, if you're Keith Urban, go do a national tour when you can do 30 dates in Vegas and make 10 times the money and not have to travel? So while it is great that all of these music artists are in fact coming here at the same time, it may hurt live touring because they're going to make so much money here. Why would they go anywhere else? So it's a two-edged thing. Do you have someone you would come to Vegas for to see? Who would you come to Vegas to see? I can't wait to see Anita Baker again. But who would you come to see? I can't think of any. Adele. I'd love to see Adele. And if I ever can afford her tickets or get press comps or whatever, then I will go. I'd even get a sitter for Ember because she howls. I couldn't bring her to the I just pictured myself at the Adele concert. Ember howls. Sings. She doesn't howl. She sings. And it's singing. She sings. Don't tell me dogs don't sing. She sings. So Ember sings whenever she hears Adele's Someone Like You and three other Adele songs. Hello from the Outside. Hello from the Outside. That one, I could start singing it and she'd probably, Hello from the Other Side. Do I hear anything? No, she's hiding because I have all the lights out and on and stuff. But anyway, so if I brought her to the Adele concert, she would sit and sing for the whole thing. And I'm not sure people would like that. So I'd have to get a sitter. But I would. So Adele, Anita Baker, I'd love to see. I can't, going back to the first topic, I don't know how long it's going to be before I'll be comfortable again being me. And what that means is I'm a show whore. I mean, Broadway shows, thanks to Benny Aguayo at the Pantages, who looks fabulous now. If any of you are in PR and you know Benny at the Pantages, oh my God, he looks great. Not that he looked bad before. He's a very nice man. He's always looked great. But he's always been very, very smart dresser. And just no matter what size he was, he always looked fabulous. But God, he's really put his nose to the grindstone over the pandemic, and he's lost a lot of weight. And I encourage all of us to take his lead. I gained 10 pounds over the pandemic. I ain't going to stand here and lie. I weigh 205, and 195 is my weight, my target thin weight. 185 was my lowest, and I stayed at that for like 2 weeks. And then I bounced up to 195, and I've stayed there for years. For the pandemic, 205 to 207. So 10 extra pounds, 10, 12 pounds. I'd like to take it off, and Benny is serving as an inspiration for me to do so. He's not a vegan. I wish he were. But he is doing the right thing, so I hope you do too. Anyway, you know, because of him, I've seen so many shows, and I go to shows, and I don't know when I'm going to be comfortable going back to them and having someone sitting right here. Well, I'll know that person, but, you know, maybe have someone sitting right here that I don't know, and they probably won't be masked at that point. So, like, by March, April, there may not be the mask mandates. And so, I don't know when I'm going to let someone breathe on me again. I really don't. Really? When's the last time you hugged someone to where you felt their breath on your neck? Really? I mean, this is a big problem for you, for me, for all of us. When are we going to let people breathe on us again? Because the thought of strangers, like, all around me just breathing on me... they could do something other than if they wanted to. Just don't breathe. So we'll see what shows. But I would love to see Adele and Anita Baker. What Vegas show would you like to see? Contact@reallycarell.com. Hey, if some of you email and say you're coming to Vegas, I'd really love to see this show. Maybe we can set you up or something. I don't know. I'd call and say my listener, you know, I don't know. But what shows do you want to see here in Vegas? Do you know what's going on here? The Cirque shows? There's some of them still going. Not many lasted through the pandemic. Who do you hope comes to your area? You know, what music artist in 2022 are you looking forward to seeing now that you haven't been able to see any? I'd love to hear from you. Contact@reallycarell.com. I am Carell. You be who you want to be. Song doesn't hurt anybody. We'll be back on Friday. I've decided to change the show. Pretty exciting. It's going to take me a month or two to do it. But since there's going to be three a week, each one will be a different theme. There'll be a music show, there'll be a political show, or a current event show, and then there'll be a food show, a vegan or plant-based, earth-based eating show. So each week, starting probably in March, like one of the shows will be just focused on earth-based living and earth-based eating. Not just eating, but also living. One of the shows will be on current events and politics, and one of the shows will be, I think, entertainment. I love entertainment. So I think the Friday show will switch to more of an entertainment thing, maybe get some interviews going. The Wednesday show will probably be the current events show, the earth-based living show will probably be Wednesday, and the Monday show will probably be current events. If that sounds great to you, I'd like to hear. Contact@reallycarell.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I have upped my social media game thanks to Social Pilot over the last just 2 days. I've gone from maybe one or two things a day to consistently tweeting stories, consistently creating or tweeting about my content or my views, whatever. Yesterday, I sent 27 tweets, which is what you've got to do to keep, you know, and the same on Instagram. And yes, there is a Facebook page. Go follow it if you want to. It's The Carell Cast. So it's facebook.com/ The Carell Cast, KarelCast. So please go like that on Facebook. There's currently 7 people that like the page because it was just created. So go like that, The Carell Cast on Facebook. All right, we will see you on Friday. Much love to you. Stay safe. And if you do decide to go, should you stay or should you go, be safe when you go. And only go if you're well, okay?